Welcome to the Boogie Down Bombers Podcast. A podcast talking all things Yankees and baseball.
Now batting over the Yankees.
Now, here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boogie Down Bombers Podcast. I'm Austin Verhill, and along with Tim LaDuca and Nick Giovanelli, today we're gonna hardly talk Yankees. There's not much that has happened. The one thing that happened today, which I mean mentioned the Yankees, it wasn't even a Yankee, but Marcus Stroman was talking about the Yankees. Marcus Stroman, a free agent, by the way.
I don't think he was talking, he was chatting. He was chatting about the Yankees.
I'll go with that.
You know. He was chatting some shit, that's for sure. Now
he was throwing some shade, except saying their actual
name. He can sign with the Chattanooga Lookouts for all I care.
Now, here's the hilarious part about it. He said, he says, the only people in the Yankees rotation that are in my league are Cole, and I believe he also mentioned Severino. Now, here's the thing about that. Those are two phenomenal pitchers. Like, how could you say, like...
He said just Cole.
He said just Cole?
Yeah.
This article mentioned that he said Severino.
The tweet says, besides Cole, there's no current Yankee pitcher who will be anywhere in my league over the next 5 to 7 years. Their pitching always folds in the end. So do you, buddy. You've never even made the World Series. That lineup and payroll should be winning World Series left and right. The payroll is basically all Stanton. Yet they're in a drought. LOL. You don't have a ring. What do you mean the drought?
He later added, forgot about Sevy! When he's healthy, he's unreal. One of my favorites to watch. Cole and Severino. There's still 3 spots in the staff that need help. Am I wrong? LOL. No, you're not wrong, but here's the thing. You're not in Cole or Severino's league.
Not at all. Severino's not even in Cole's league.
No. Cole is DeGrom and Cole. Maybe Scherzer and Verlander.
Verlander, yeah.
I'd put them, like, just below Cole and DeGrom.
So it's DeGrom is one step ahead of Cole. Then you have Cole. Two, you go with either of those pitchers, you're not doing anything wrong.
Nope.
Marcus Stroman, he basically just said, I'd be the third best pitcher on the team.
I probably would.
He definitely would be the third best pitcher on the team, but is that a brag?
I don't think he'd be the third best. I rate Davey Garcia higher than Marcus Stroman.
I respect it.
I can understand that, but
it's too early
too
to tell,
small,
of course.
Too small of a sample size.
Yes, that is true, but that it's just my opinion, of course.
There's a possibility that can end up happening.
Yes.
By the way, I think we mentioned this on the podcast, and I definitely texted to you guys back when we were still playing baseball. Pedro Martinez said he thinks Davey Garcia will be better than he ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would love that. I would very much love that.
Now,
I would love that. It's not going to happen.
Granted, Pedro Martinez is not a scout, but for him to say, I would take it in a second, you know, minus the whole pushing over old men things.
Yeah, you know.
He was the best pitcher ever for one season, for sure.
Oh, definitely.
I did a thing about FIP. He had the third best single season FIP of all time.
Pedro Martinez was bananas.
Yeah,
you could not hit him at one point.
In 1999, he had a 1.395 FIP.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So let's get the rest of 99.
If Garcia ends up better than him, I'll settle for it.
He had 11.6 WAR that year. Oh God.
11.6 WAR ERA. As a pitcher is insane.
He had 84 WAR. That's crazy.
Second in MVP voting. Who won the MVP? Am I?
Yeah. Who got it over him?
It was Pudge.
Love Pudge.
Because he freaking caught. Was he even that good that year?
I love Pudge.
Let's find out.
I'm a big Pudge guy.
Eh.
Remember when he was Yankee? I do.
For like 2 minutes.
Yeah, he was in the bracket.
He was in the bracket.
He
6.8 WAR. Oh my God.
He has.
Mama mia.
The only bold stat he has on Baseball Reference for that year is for grounding into the most double plays.
Jesus. He didn't walk. He didn't strike out much. He batted 332 and hit 35 home runs. That's why they gave it to him. He was a catcher.
Having a 332 batting average is why he won the MVP.
And he was Let's also not forget how phenomenal of a catcher he was.
He was a great catcher. He had 28 defensive.
Okay, so give him a Gold Glove and Silver Slugger and be done with it.
He had half the amount of WAR as Pedro did.
Like, come on.
Jesus.
He had a 125 OPS plus. What was Pedro's ERA plus that year? 243.
Put that into perspective. Hold on. We flew over that. He hit 332 with 35 home runs. Maybe the best defender at his position, and he had half of the WAR.
Yeah.
How did he not?
That's what insane. Is
this? This is a robbery.
It's bonkers to me that pitchers ever win MVPs based on stuff like that. Like, it has to be a pitcher bias.
Yeah, it's because he's a pitcher. That's why he didn't win.
I'm okay with making that a thing.
But if it's a thing, it has to be stated that it's a thing. There can't be a bias.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to make the MVP a batters-only thing, okay. But
name it something else.
It has to be spoken. It can't be an unwritten thing.
Yeah, like, the pitchers have the Cy Young. Make the MVP for position players something else.
Thank you. I agree with myself. Would Hank Aaron Award just go
away then?
What? Would the Hank Aaron Award just go away then?
Or just take out the MVP and make it the Hank Aaron Award. Best hitter?
What could you name the MVP award? That'd be funny. I ruined the joke already. The Nick Swisher Award? What if?
An award for the loudest player on the team. I love Nick Swisher, by the way. Huge Nick Swisher guy.
I like Nick Swisher when he's not talking on Fox. I, for some reason, don't like him as a TV personality. I loved him when I was little.
I love that dude. I still love him.
Whenever I see 33, it's all I think about.
Same. Was Mel Rojas always on the KT Wiz, or wasn't he on the Doosan Bears?
I don't know.
All right. Ask him. He's probably reachable.
If he's in the KBO, he might be asleep right now. Time zone's wrong.
Jumped Mel Rojas.
Sick.
Man, what a different part of our life.
Oh, by the way, after Marcus Stroman said that, he said he would sign with them.
Oh, but there was a reply to a Stroman tweet that that got me a little happy.
What was that?
So the after the Besides Cole tweet, Eric Hubbs over at Barstool said CC Clark Schmidt. Marcus Stroman replied to that. Is he going to throw 180-plus innings for the next 5 to 7 years with a WAR similar to mine in full years? I would love to see it. I'm a huge fan of Clark and want to see him dominating. We've talked in the past about training methods and are going to link this offseason. He's legit. And Clark says, game recognized game, only time will tell. Putting the work in to make sure I reach those heights and more. And in quotes, he put, heavily pressured and under stressed. I don't know why that's in quotes, but I love Clark Schmidt. I knew you guys would love to hear Clark Schmidt say stuff like that. So, yeah, go Clark Schmidt.
Clark Schmidt matches Marcus Stroman's war for the next 5 to 7 years.
I'm going to come back to that tweet. Oh, you want him to be better.
I want him to be better than Marcus Stroman's going to be.
What is Marcus Stroman's war?
Oh, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, he's not. He's a good player.
Wait, what was Pedro Martinez's war that 1 year?
11.8.
Stroman's career war is 14.7.
Are you looking at Fangraphs or Baseball Reference?
Baseball Reference.
They're going to be off then anyway.
It's so odd to me that if war is this thing that is so heavily valued nowadays, it's so odd to me that there's two different ones.
Yeah, it definitely takes away from the legitimacy for people who are doubters.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so Pedro Martinez's war that 1 year was not in 1999 was 9.8. His highest on Baseball Reference was 11.7 in 2000. So 11.7 for 2000. Marcus Stroman's career war is a 3 above that at 14.7.
Pedro Martinez was very good at baseball back in the day.
Yep.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You think we could hit him now?
No.
the velocity might not be there, but the movement probably is.
The velocity is still probably there.
I don't know. I don't know if he could throw a curveball, though. His arm might fall off. Wait, did you hear that?
We certainly did.
I don't know what they're watching in there.
That's probably going to keep happening.
It adds to the flavor of the episode. I like it.
I'll get an update on what they're watching.
All right. Please inform us on that. Let's move on to DJ LeMahieu.
The man himself.
I don't think any of us expect him to be the MVP.
No.
But where does he finish?
Top three. He should be a finalist.
I don't think he's going to be top three.
Here are the people who have more WAR than him in the American League. Jose Ramirez, Shane Bieber, Anthony Rendon
Trout, had a higher WAR.
DJ LeMahieu.
Who is the one after Rendon?
Trout.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Wait, what was Jose Abreu's then?
Jose Ramirez.
I know.
But where is Jose Abreu?
What was Jose Abreu's?
What? 2.6. Oh, so he's better than LeMahieu too.
Wait, so what was LeMahieu at?
2.5.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he's not finishing top three.
He'll still get votes.
The top five, yeah, give him that. But, you know, it's he won the batting title. People like that.
He's finishing above Rendon. It's not a war list, so he's finishing above Rendon.
Jose Ramirez is going to get some sneaky votes.
Jose Ramirez always gets sneaky votes.
Yeah, what the hell? He was mad good this year.
He was mad good for the second half of the year. Like, where did he even come from?
He did that last year, too.
163 weighted runs created plus, 17 home runs. Holy crap.
What was the Mayhew's number?
292. He slugged 607.
LeMahieu led the AL in batting average, on-base percentage, OPS, and OPS plus. So it's got to mean something.
That definitely does mean something.
Who is going to win it, Bieber?
I hope not.
I don't think so. But we did, remember, we did like analyze him going up against Verlander when it was Verlander's MVP season.
He was way better, right?
Yeah, he was better. Can one of you do me a favor and look at Kershaw's MVP season?
Got you.
Because I'm curious.
Using baseball reference, of course, not Fangraphs.
Yeah, we.
Wait, don't you mean the best pitcher of all time?
No, I don't.
Best active pitcher. I'll give you.
Best pitcher of all time. Best pitcher of all time. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Now he definitely. I think by the end of his career, he definitely finishes in like
number
the all-time rotation, for sure.
God.
But
well, I have him here. He actually wait. Now I gotta bring up Bieber.
Now when I understand he had a good game yesterday.
All right, Nick, let's go tit for tat here. I'll do my guy. You do your guy. You do Bieber.
Okay. Are you on Baseball Reference or Fangraphs?
I got Baseball Reference out.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Do the website. That's easy to navigate. All right, you guys got it?
Did Tim?
Yeah. What do you want to start with? ERA.
163.
Dude, 177.
Jesus.
Strikeout. That doesn't count. Strikeouts per nine.
14.2. My God.
Holy shit.
Jesus. 10.8. Home runs per nine.
0.8. That wasn't even the best. 0.4
for Kershaw. Yeah. Whip.
0.866.
0.857. FIP.
207.
1.81.
Ooh.
ERA plus.
come on. That's Bieber, right?
197.
281.
Yeah. Okay. I know. I think you have to imagine those numbers get a little bit.
They come back to earth a bit.
They come back to earth in 162 games.
Yeah.
What
this
does
is only
he do
this is
in
only
27
games.
Starts? Yeah.
This is only 12 starts.
Kershaw had more than double.
Now, however, you can only play the amount of games you're allowed to play.
Idea.
I know.
But so
where is game logs? Haha.
And I'm sorry. I think Bieber should probably be the MVP.
Wait,
yeah,
what
he
year
should.
Was that? 2014.
Yeah.
We're looking at 2014 game logs. Let's do his first 12 starts.
Oh, Kershaw?
Yeah. All right. ERA.
Oh, you got to go to...
Yeah. 204 ERA to Bieber's 163.
It's not going to give you the same stats.
Yeah. ERA is like the only one we got.
I don't know.
Darn.
I mean, I understand. Kershaw had an unreal year that
year. I
really
year. Thought I was
gonna. Verlander the Darn. Same thing the year he won the MVP, but I understand it's a shortened season. But the numbers are better. So, Bieber should definitely be the MVP. And it's not Bieber. I want Trout to win again.
Nah, it's definitely not going to be Trout.
I want Trout to win it every year, to be honest with you.
Me too.
I want Trout to win a ring, but he's never going to do that because he signed with freaking Anaheim.
Does he ever get traded?
No.
I mean, why not?
Maybe when he's 38.
If they're not winning, I mean, the Oilers traded Gretzky.
That was different. Gretzky already had... 4 rings under his freaking belt.
Didn't Gretzky get traded twice?
Either he got traded to the Rangers or he signed with them.
Well, he was also a Blue. He was with the Blues also.
Oh, yeah. He got traded twice. He got traded to the Kings, then to the Blue. The Blues, he hated the Blues. He didn't like their jersey, so he wanted to leave. I'm pretty sure that's true.
That'd be hilarious.
You can't tell me I ain't fly.
Gretzky evidently did. You know what? Let's do things different today.
Heyo.
Let's go around the horn.
Ooh.
So,
what about your ad break?
We'll get there. Last episode, we were talking about the Astros, and we were talking about how it was essentially an over series. We Ooh. Talked about it almost as if, like, the series was already over. I was like, who do you feel bad for? And so on and so forth.
Just Brantley.
The Astros push it to a game seven.
I was kind of scared.
Now
I really thought they were going to win.
How? Obviously, I didn't want the Astros in the World Series. Obviously.
I did.
But God, honestly, would it have been beautiful for the Rays to have choked?
I almost kind of wanted the Astros to win, just so the Yankees wouldn't be the only one to blow a 3-0 lead.
And the Dodgers could get some revenge.
Exactly.
That would have been an awesome World Series.
I wanted to see the Astros get slapped around by the Dodgers.
How about the Dodgers coming back from 3-1, though?
That's an Atlanta team, doesn't count.
True.
Atlanta do what Atlanta does.
I'm clipping that when we finish this. That was amazing.
What did you say last time that we said you had to clip and we forgot? It was so funny.
I don't remember.
I don't think it was me.
It was you.
I cried laughing.
I don't remember.
Well, you just got to listen to it again and then we'll clip it.
You can't tell me. I ain't fly.
Tim.
What?
You're not fly.
Oh, okay. I guess you're going
to. Damn, bro.
So
the Atlanta team suck.
So I literally have wrote here, Astros almost came back. Dodgers do come back. Now,
I'm all in on this Dodgers team. Just get it out of the way. And I need Kershaw to get a chip so that I can have a little bit easier time arguing literal facts. For some reason, I have a problem trying to convince the general public that Kershaw is the best pitcher ever. What time he threw a ball in the... One time he lit up a home run in the playoffs. Who gives a shit? He's better than anyone ever stuck on a mound. He's better than anyone ever stuck on a mound. He's so fucking good.
It was more than once that he did that.
He is so good.
I have to find something to tell you, Tim.
Kershaw's the best.
He's one of the best.
He is the best pitcher.
He is one of the best regular season pitchers I've ever seen.
Yeah. makes him the best pitcher.
All right, Tim. Here, what? I just have something for you.
Hold on. Is Toronto the best player of all time?
No.
He has never played good in the playoffs.
Because he's never been there.
He's also not the best player of all time.
What?
Trout's not the best player of all time.
Wait, before we move on from Kershaw, I just have to put this. Send this for you.
Not the cap.
Trout's not the best player of all time.
Yes, he is.
No.
He's projected to be.
Yeah. Can we talk about it when it gets there?
No. Might as well just enjoy the show while it's here.
Oh, no. Obviously enjoy the show, but... I mean... Oh, my God. I mean, let's be honest. Is he better than Ruth?
Yeah.
Is that so easy to say?
Defense. Speed.
Can he pitch?
Does he have to?
You bring that up with Shohei all the time.
Yeah, so isn't your... baseball.
But so that would make That would make Babe Ruth the most talented player of all time then.
Yeah, because he did it better than Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani might never pitch again.
He pitched and hit better than Shohei Ohtani ever could dream of.
And he pitched a lot longer than Shohei Ohtani.
Babe Ruth, most talented player of all time.
Now, can we talk about...
I'm not going to lie, though, man. He was playing against some scrub-ass motherfuckers.
That's what I'm talking about. I was just about to say that. If you put me and us back then, do you think we'd be... in the Baseball Hall of Fame right now?
No. They would wash us, those guys.
Dude, he ate a hot dog and chugged a few more hits
than we would now, but we're not going to make the Hall of Fame.
I don't know, man. That dude didn't take care of his body.
Neither is Pablo Sandoval. Doesn't the guy have a freaking World Series MVP?
Yeah, but I think he conditioned himself. I don't think Pablo Sandoval was was sucking down a hot dog and swigging a beer before a game.
Well,
you'd be surprised what these guys do before games.
Mark Burley, on the other hand, chugging a beer during the game.
What's the point, though? Who's that dude that threw
a perfect game or no-hitter with the...
On LSD?
Doc
LSD
or something? Doc Ellis.
One of my favorite stories.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I hope they're telling Tim what show they were watching.
Yeah, I'm very curious. And it must be very important to keep talking to him.
But anyway, yeah. Shohei Ohtani, not good. Babe Ruth, good.
Yeah, Babe Ruth, definitely good. If you take anything out of this podcast, it's that Babe Ruth was good at baseball back in the day.
Just so you know, because, you know, I don't think many people know that information.
Yeah, Babe Ruth, very good at what he did.
Hot take of the podcast. Babe Ruth was good.
Now, here's what shocked me. We were at the Baseball Hall of Fame not too long ago. And he managed, not managed, but he was a coach with the Dodgers?
Yeah, for like a month.
Now, imagine getting that. I don't think Babe Ruth knew what he was doing. I think he sort of just went up there and gripped it and ripped it.
He's like, hey, I can do this.
It just kind of,
I agree.
When it came to pitching, he just kind of hurled it in there. What do you think getting coached from Babe Ruth's like?
It's like Ted Williams. They said that Ted Williams was a terrible coach because he couldn't explain it. He was just too good.
It's like, all right, coach, what am I doing wrong? It's like, I don't know. You're not hitting the ball. Like I just swing it, and the good things tend to happen.
That reminds me of a
just call your shot. Thing.
Yeah, it's just this point.
It'll go there. But. I was listening to some hockey podcast. It was a former player talking about playing with Sidney Crosby. And Crosby was always telling him how to do stuff, but he just couldn't because he's not Crosby and he's not that good. So that's probably what happens with player coaches like that, because they're too good to tell other people how to do stuff because other people just can't do that.
You know what else they can't do?
What, Tim?
They can't tell me how you fly.
Now, I'm sorry, but I have to go back to the Stroman tweet because I was just staring at it, and one thing stuck out to me. He said, there's no current Yankee pitcher who'll be anywhere in my league over the next 5 to 7 years. So that means he doesn't think Garcia or Schmidt will develop. And also, how old is Stroman?
I think 28.
Do we give him seven more years of being good?
He is 29.
Do we give him 7 more years of being good?
I don't give him 4.
Thank you.
I give him like 2.5. Maybe 3.
Austin, what is your 1 out of 10 reaction of excitement? Or satisfaction, I guess, is the better word. If Stroman not who he is or his personality or whatever, just his skill. In the rotation. What 1 out of 10?
For next year?
Yes.
An 8.
Okay.
An 8.
I've struggled to gauge because I read off like so many serviceable names and you were like, no, no, no.
Well, Robbie Ray is not a serviceable name.
Jay Happ, and Jay Happ is the
Yeah, rotation. You're right, but my point is I don't wanna be I mean, this is going to sound weird, but I don't want to be better than what we were last year, because last year was so god-awful that that bar is nothing.
Yeah. It's so not hard to be better than last year.
Just stepping up isn't enough. You have to make a leap.
Hit them with
yeah,
the
this
long
team
jump.
Doesn't even need to get better. They just need to win the playoff games. They need to pitch better. I think the talent was there this year to win the World Series, guys.
It was.
It's been here the past few years. Yeah.
That is an issue. We always, every year, it's like, oh, we need to get better.
How much better could we get? But
do
now
we even really need to? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But now we definitely do because we're losing three pitchers.
At least two.
We're not keeping all three. Hap is gone. I don't care if we lose the other two. I don't think there's any chance he wants to come back. I mean, as an option, but do we really think that the Yankees want to give him that much money?
No. I wouldn't give him $5 to pitch a baseball game.
Jesus.
Dude, I can't deal with him. They don't want to give him $17 million? Good.
You get a guy a five spot? That's fucked.
The dude pitched.
I don't want to pay $5 for my team to lose. You don't want to spend. I don't care how much money it is. I don't care if it's 25 cents. I'm not paying 25 cents for me to lose a game.
I'll be out $5, and the Yankees add another L to the loss column. I don't need that. It's too much negativity.
5 to 7 years. That's what's sticking out to me with Stroman.
Yeah, 5-7 too much.
Yeah, 5 to 7 years. That's a lot for Stroman. Stroman, who
that's kind of what Marcus Stroman is, though. He's going to bet on himself no matter how long. And I like that. I think he's, like, I like that in a person. But he's a bit above average.
Yeah, he's an above average pitcher.
Yeah, he's not a star. He's not crap. He's above average.
He would be
tall.
He'd be a great number three.
Hey, height doesn't matter. Heart, bro.
He'd be a great number three.
He comes in, demands.
I don't think he's our number three.
I think next year he would be the number three. To start off the season, he would be the number three.
Meh.
Now, I want someone. Obviously, we don't have the facilities for this, but I want someone.
I don't have the facilities for that, big man.
I want someone to ask Cole about Trevor Bauer.
I got it.
I'll get right back to you.
Tweet at his wife.
Yeah, I got his wife on speed dial.
Ask his son.
What's Garrett Cole's Twitter?
I don't think he has one.
Yeah, he does.
He does?
Yeah, it's hardly anything. He doesn't really tweet anything.
He doesn't have Insta. Wait, what?
He does have Instagram.
Am I just dumb? Yes.
Yeah.
I answered that before anyone else could.
So, I want to know, because Bauer said the beef is non-existent.
Kind of like in a Impossible Whopper. Should I call it a day after that one?
I hate you.
Is that the best it's going to get tonight?
You think that was good?
God, I hope not.
Jesus, that was good.
If you think so.
So,
Tim, do you have a kid that we don't know about? Because that was a very dad joke of you.
Yes.
So,
who do I hate?
I don't know.
I'm their dad. You know, like, oh, I'm your dad.
Who's your daddy?
I don't hate anybody.
I'm sure you could come up with someone. So, what was I saying? So with Trevor Bauer. If that beef is fictitious, would there be anything better than a Cole Bauer Severino 1-2-3?
Yes.
What's better?
Kershaw, Bieber, Cole.
I'm talking about like possibility. Like being a possibility.
I guess.
Who?
Yeah, no, that's good. That's the best possible situation for us next year.
Yeah, that would be the best possible scenario. Is it going to happen? Probably not.
Probably not.
Dude, what's up with you? Are you okay?
Yeah.
You've been off, my man.
Do I seem off?
Yeah, your jokes are usually okay.
I think that was a one-time thing, that one bad joke tonight.
You can't tell me I ain't fly.
Hold on. I have... Okay, Tim, we got to talk about you real quick. Because
why?
Nick sent a great playlist in the group text, and you disliked it.
I wasn't going to bring that up till after the pod.
I'm somewhat of a Will Ferrell of comedy when it comes to reacting to texts.
Yeah.
What?
I know exactly how to, like, I know the perfect reaction to every text.
But no, you don't.
You don't react to every text.
But I know, because sometimes that's the best reaction. There's no reaction.
You disliked a Good Vibes playlist. Does it make you unhappy?
No, it's just funny. Like, you sent a playlist and I downvote. Like, I took the effort to downvote it. That's tough.
It is. And it can be funny. But I don't know. That. I don't know.
You hurt,
man.
Tim. You hurt my feelings.
Yeah, that's. Okay, so you're just going to keep doing this, huh?
That's pretty funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, hilarious. If for you guys listening, he just keeps reacting to our text messages.
That was me.
Yeah, but it was funny because you both said, I'm confused about that, and I questioned it.
Yeah, I didn't really get that when you sent it.
Well, because, okay, so I guess we're just airing this out right now. So,
No,
because we are. No, because Tim wrote.
Whoa.
No, we're talking about this.
You wrote,
let's hop in early. You guys hop in early and get ready before I come so we could just jump in. Which, okay, that makes sense. But then he says 8:10. I'm like, does that mean that's when he gets in? So are we supposed to join before that? Is that when we're supposed to join? I got very confused. So you wrote, let me know when to join. And then Nick wrote, let me know when to join. I wrote, yeah, I'm also confused about that. Because I was confused about what time to join.
I didn't even see that first part of the text of 8:10 arrival time. I want to jump in early. I had no idea. All I saw was what we were talking about.
So you just choose what you want to read.
Kinda.
That was all part of one text bubble.
I just didn't notice it.
Oh, the first sentence? I missed that.
Oh, the opening line?
Kinda.
I just skipped over it. I figured the important bits were at the end.
Let's get back to Tim disliking my playlist, which he now questioned.
What is that?
What is that?
What is what?
What'd you say? Like, what is that?
Music, dog.
It's a playlist on Spotify.
Dang.
All right, let's talk
where you can also find our playlist. Our podcast on Spotify. Thanks. Boogie Down Bombers.
We don't get any. No one listens on Spotify. You can listen on Spotify.
You don't have to, but it's there.
You could also, if you have a smart speaker such as an Alexa or a Google Home thing, whatever. You could ask it to play the Boogie Down Bombers podcast, and it will play it for you. So, you have options. Although you clearly all very much seem to enjoy the Apple Podcast app.
Brand new whip just hopped in.
What's popping? So, let's move on to the World Series. I don't know about you guys, but when the Yankees are involved in the playoffs and then don't make the World Series, I have a very hard time watching the World Series.
I watched last night while watching Moneyball as well.
I did the same thing. I did watch it last night. Although I tuned in late. I think I tuned in like the 7th or 8th inning. Like it was 8-1. So the Dodgers take the lead. Can I get a score update for the game right now, please, gentlemen?
Last time I checked, it was 1-0 Rays.
So
from a Brandon Lau dinger,
Dodgers crushed the Rays last year. yesterday.
It is still 1-0.
And now the Rays have a slim lead. What inning is it?
It's the fourth.
Oh, I was shocked. It's the World Series. I expected it to be the second inning.
Jesus, someone's pissed.
Yeah, why is that? Why are the World Series games so much, like, so significantly longer?
Because there's more strategy put into it.
Yeah,
so decisions take longer.
I mean,
and it was also with, it was also with, a ton of pitching changes. Now there's the 3-batter minimum.
True. But, I don't know. It's like, I'm going to sit down at 8 p.m. and watch this 6 hours ball game.
Yep, because I love baseball.
6 hours ball game.
They're long. They're so long. They're at least 4 hours.
Could you imagine watching a World Series game with the Yankees around?
That'd be nice.
It's been a long time since I've gotten to do that.
It's been
a whole
minute.
New experience for you guys. You guys don't know how to do it as a mature adult.
Why are you saying that like
you
do?
Were you a mature adult in 2009?
Los Cubbies, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, but you're like a fake fan of the Cubs.
Okay, wait, so you haven't watched the Yankees World Series as a mature adult either?
Yeah, but Cubs are kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but Cubs were like, I don't want to say they were an underdog. I think they were more an underdog in 2015, and I think everyone wanted it in 2016. But it's not expected of the Cubs. I think it's different.
I'll allow it.
I don't need your approval. So the World Series, I think we all want the same thing here, right?
Yes.
We all want the Dodgers to win.
I don't say yes until I hear Tim's opinions on things, because I feel like he'll be the one to go with the other stuff.
What? Yes, like, I want the Dodgers to win.
I thought you would be like, I actually want the Rays to win. You know, I like the Rays.
Oh, yeah. Tim's always the one that's trying to create controversy.
You wanted Astros to win. Like,
I like the Astros, yeah. Yeah, I do. Ugh. That's not even a shtick. I actually like them.
Hey, remember when we were eating dinner and then I kind of, like, explained the Astros thing in one sentence? Not even a sentence. I said two words. You remember that?
No.
We were sitting at the table, and we met at Cooperstown not long ago, and we were talking about going to the batting cage, and you were like,
"Oh my god!
Oh yeah, that was dinner, dude. That was like 4 o'clock.
That's dinner time. Is 4 o'clock not dinner time?
I had dinner 2 hours ago. It's 9 o'clock.
I'm getting dinner at Taco Bell with myself after this.
Yeah, uh-huh. Taco Bell, by the way, absolute garbage.
Whoa! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Dude, I want to leave. I want to leave so bad.
Oh my god!
Taco Bell, by the
way,
absolutely. Like,
oh wow!
Jesus,
that's your worst take. No, that's your worst take.
Worst take. Yeah.
No, it's not. I don't care I could be. I could. Be
I will say that
away.
Kershaw is the GOAT before I say Taco Bell's trash. Wow.
If I am seconds away from death,
don't, dude.
And
no,
this is just a lie.
Now you're just bring. What's the word? You just keep going on about it. No.
And Taco Bell is 3 steps away, and it's free. Here's my thing.
That's a shame.
You know how they have that promotion, steal a base, steal a taco?
I was going to make this connection, yeah.
That was one of my swagger not swags.
I want steal a base, give the taco back. Because...
Wait, so you weren't hype when Mookie Betts stole a base and you could get a free taco?
Give me anything else.
Dude, I can't. I actually.
Yo.
You don't have to like it that much. Like, you don't
but
have to, be like,
to
oh,
hate
I love
it?
Taco Bell.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
It is the single worst fast food chain.
Oh my god!
In this country,
you want to go sit down and eat roast beef from a freezer instead of freaking tacos? You want to eat horseradish and roast beef?
You think the beef in the tacos is fresh?
It's just ground beef from Arby's.
Arby's, I'm certain is better. I am certain. I've never had it.
You gotta stop.
Because where the hell is an Arby's?
But you know, next time we're together, me and Nick are gonna stop at Taco Bell. I'm gonna force you to eat Long John.
And I will go to Chipotle and I will eat real food.
Austin, have you ever had a chalupa?
No, because I love myself, Nick.
Have you ever had a quesarito?
Yo, they took those off. I'm pissed.
I know.
But, man, to sit here and tell us that you hate Taco Bell.
It's awful.
That's blasphemy, bro. I'm bringing out the big words. That's blasphemy.
Taco Bell is absolutely distasteful.
Man. Yo, Taco Bell, two out of the three of us love you. Sponsor us. Thanks.
Yeah, sponsor us, Taco Bell.
I'll take your money.
We'll talk about you either way.
I'll take your money. I won't eat your food. So
that's a shame.
That's the most unreal thing I've ever heard. Here's the thing.
I can't believe you just said that.
They offered me money. I will sell out as fast as possible. I ain't got no pride in that.
Speaking of selling out, do the ad break.
Yeah, we got it.
Come hashtag prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about top-tier athletes in a respective sport. Choose 5 out of the 10 player prop options to build your lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point total associated with the over or under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive Fantasy has awarded over $1.3 million in prizes since launching in 2018. Use promo code Boogie when you sign up today and receive an instant bonus matching your deposit up to $50 with a minimum of $20. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store or by visiting their website at www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and hashtag prop up today. Win some money and spend it on not Taco Bell.
You're listening to the Boogie Down Bombers podcast. Here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
Hello.
Do it to him.
I'm still pissed at you.
Do it to him.
It's you guys know what time it is?
Hell yeah.
It's time for you to stop hating on Taco Bell.
Yeah, fuck Taco Bell.
Now, it's time for swag or not swag.
So,
can I go first?
Please. Yeah. Go ahead.
Swag or not swag. Mookie Betts becoming the first player to ever win America Free Tacos in two separate World Series. Swag or not swag?
Not swag.
That's going to be a fun thing in like the Hall of Fame.
It won't. It won't be there. Because the Hall of Fame is for winners.
It should be there.
And eating Taco Bell is for losers.
You're...
All right.
Man.
Here's my turn. I go now.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. No, I can't say that.
Swag or not swag. Literally anything besides Taco Bell.
Swag. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's...
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff better than Taco Bell.
Yeah, but I said literally anything else.
Yeah, true. So that means we support bad stuff, too.
I'm going to go not swag.
Like poverty. Not swag.
Not swag. I'll eat Taco Bell.
That's a tough question.
Literally anything.
Okay, I'll ask a real mature Taco Bell. Baseball question. Big. Clayton Kershaw pitched 6 innings of 1 run, 2 hit baseball, 8 strikeouts. If he has another exact same stat line... In, let's say, game, 5? and the Dodgers win both of his starts, and he lets up two runs with 16 strikeouts and four hits in 12 innings. Clayton Kershaw wins World Series MVP.
I would say swag, but it just depends on how everyone hits.
I'm going to say not swag because I think there are going to be, like, obviously that would be huge, especially for him, but that's going to be two games out of the series. And
what if the Dodgers sweep?
I think Mookie Betts might have the best chance.
Bellinger. Okay, what would have to happen for Kershaw to secure it, no matter what?
He'd have to pitch a shutout next game.
Mm-hmm.
Complete game shutout.
Seven inning shutout with like 10 strikeouts.
And then he comes in game seven and shuts the door.
Yeah, it'd have to be. So it's got to be in a big leverage moment.
I respect it.
It can't be a game. Like, what did he pitch? Game one? So it can't be.
Yeah.
It can't be a game one and a game five if it's a seven game series.
If he wins game five to win the series with, yes, like eight innings, yes, I'll give it to him.
But again, if Mookie Betts then goes on to have three multi-home run games that give them the lead.
That'll do it.
If he wins America Tacos one more time, then he wins it.
When everyone wins free Taco Bell, everyone loses. I can't believe you guys like Taco Bell.
I can't believe you hate it as much as you
do. I don't even think I've ever met someone who doesn't.
Yeah.
Vegetarians like Taco Bell. Not even a joke.
Well, because I'm sure they have like salad or something.
Well, try the fucking five bean burrito, you ass.
Dude, what the fuck is a Baja Blast?
It's the
nectar of the gods.
Can you throw that shit down the drain, please? I feel like, how do you not die?
Man, if people listen to this podcast, they would.
I don't doubt that it took years off of my life. That doesn't mean it's not good.
All right, whatever. Nick, your second go. I don't even have anything.
Yeah, I just wrote two things like 20 minutes ago. But Bellinger being the hero in game 7? Yeah. Bellinger
not
being
swag.
The hero in game 7.
Not
really?
Swag. I wanted the Braves to win.
I didn't
But
really
it was
care.
Pretty baller.
Oh, no, it was sick. Yeah.
In terms of it being an actual swag moment. Yeah.
Oh,
that was
sick.
Swag.
Yeah, it was swag. For sure. Swag.
Yeah.
Especially since he wasn't doing that great up to that point.
Yeah, and like in every postseason he's ever played. Yeah, that's mine.
All right. Clayton Kershaw in game one pitched 6 innings. Wait, should I say that one already?
Yes, you did.
That was your first one.
Dude, did you have a stroke?
I'm just funny as shit, man.
Yeah, it's all hilarious.
2 episodes a week, 30 minutes each during the off season. Swag or not swag?
Swag.
Oh, we're talking about that now.
Swag. That's pretty meta.
Meta World
Man
Peace?
Said meta.
Movie reviews coming back.
No,
not swag.
I swag no. that. As long as you don't lead off with it. That could be like a batting ninth thing.
God, not swag.
That shit's in single A.
Austin.
What?
That's a rookie ball back in the DR. That's not even in the States.
The continent next to Asia, a.k.a. Europe.
Water. Oh.
Europe.
Why did you say water?
Europe.
I was thinking to the right of Asia.
I said continent. Are you incompetent?
The continent next to Asia. Water.
Water.
I'm not good at geography. No. Dude, you know when
Wait,
I...
Wait, what?
I'm...
You said water.
Austin, say your damn swag or not swag.
Dude,
I have to go.
I didn't know Alaska wasn't an island until sophomore year of high school. Dude, I thought it was... I knew it was near Canada. I didn't know it was attached to it.
How big do you think it is? Like, what state in the United States do you think it is?
Well, it's bigger than any of them.
True.
I know that.
Damn.
Trying to catch me sleeping. Yeah, I don't have anything.
Just think of something right. Random.
Tim going to Taco Bell right now.
Not swag, dude.
Swag. Tim, that might be the biggest swag that we've had so far.
I'm going to miss my friend when you die.
Jesus.
Gonna be a long
a good
drive.
Episode, though.
Gonna be a long drive for a funeral. All right, thank you guys for listening. Of course I'd go. Of course I'd go.
Wow. I'm gonna speak at it.
You think his family?
You know what I want? I want them to play all 71 episodes of this podcast.
We're on 77,
bro.
We're
on 77, dog.
All right, I want them to play all 77, uninterrupted.
You know, I have actually said this, and I want it to go where I want my funeral to be a roast.
It would be a roast if we played this podcast, because you'd just roast me the entire time.
You know what I'm going to do?
Dude, I'd get so many dirty looks if I were just sitting there.
You know what I'm going to do at each of your funerals if you guys die before me?
What's that?
At Austin's, I'm just going to eat Taco Bell when I'm up there.
Are you... Wait, hold on. Are you planning to kill us? You said that so confidently.
I said if I don't die before you guys. But I'm going to eat Taco Bell.
You said that like
you
were covering your tracks.
I'm going to eat Taco Bell while I'm up there. That's it. And for Tim, all I'm going to do is I'm going to go up and I'm going to say, Gerrit Cole is a New York Yankee, and I'm going to walk off.
Wait, that's significantly better for him than mine.
Yeah, because you hate Taco Bell.
Alright, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for listening. We hope to see you next episode. And go Yankees.
Go Bills, go Yankees. Go
Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole is a New York Yankee, and Taco Bell is good. And Gerrit Cole is a New York Yankee.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at BoogiePod and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.